My name is Allison Canning, and I'm born and raised in Canada. My father is from Jamaica and lived there till he was 26. And I'm the founder of a nonprofit organization called Let's Get Together. And our mission is to make learning equitable and education accessible, and we do that through a lot of by creating student-led initiatives. When we come into this world, there's a lot of barriers we encounter, whether we realize it or not. They've existed before we've come, but many of them have been put up intentionally, indirectly, and we have a response, and they prevent us from getting to where we want to. So my message in this shirt, which is they exist because we put them up, the more important message is we can also take them down. And how we do that is we do that as a group and as a community. And that's why I'm also here at this summit, as an ally, as someone who believes in our youth, that we can really come together to make learning equitable and education accessible for everybody. Because own education is something that we want youth to own. It's something that, despite what happens, it's not something that no one can take away from them, and can open up many opportunities to them, and can hopefully break cycles of poverty and improve mental health and bring that pride back. But my message to the youth, and you know, not to the youth, but only to the youth, to the individuals that support youth. I'm not a youth, but I'm here to support youth, is that these barriers exist, but we can take them down. We have to do it methodically. We have to come together and unify a voice. So we support over 15 youth groups. And one of the biggest projects we're launching is called Zero Barriers to Learning, which is where this comes from. And it's youth having a conversation on what quality education means to them. Because without education, those options are limited to them. And so having youth come together to talk about what are the barriers that exist in the education system today, and there are many to the Black community. The system is not built to support and empower. And so if we can have those voices and have their ideas and their suggestions and bring that and put that into a plan to take to the government and say, here's what we want to work on. That, I think, will be not only be impactful, but also effective, because we have to deliver that message in a way that they may be able to receive it too, right? And the youth have that voice. We just need to create that place for them to come together and listen to them. And that's what we're doing at Let's Get Together, is we're creating that place for them to come together, to learn, to listen to each other, and to support their voice as one. And their ideas. Two of the biggest barriers I see right now in this technology-driven era is access to technology. Giving the youth a computer that they can own, not just borrow, not just go to a library and sign it out for an hour or two, that they can own, because we want them to own their education. And give them the tools to study, to do their research, and achieve their dreams. So that's one thing that we as a country and we as a community, a global community, need to address. Second to that is making education accessible. And to make education really accessible, scholarships shouldn't exist. Post-secondary education should be free if we really want to make education, you know, accessible. You know, this way a youth doesn't have to worry about, And the families don't have to worry about, how am I going to support my child for their education? They may have the dreams, but if they don't have the money, what does that do to them? And so that added stress. So if we can, and we will, because there are countries out there that provide post-secondary education for free for the community. We just have to do that research. We have to and bring in that plan to the country to say, education needs to be free to post-secondary level, and this is how we're going to do it. And I think part of it is taking away the scholarships. To ask someone to write about their struggles to a stranger and say, give me something, is just, on a humane level, on a level where we're about caring, that's just something, there's something not right there. We can do better. And better is by taking that those away and just making it accessible to everybody. So everyone has an equal chance to pursue their dreams.